You got the list? You got the, right here?
Yeah.
You got it?
Are we on over there?
We're on.
On? All right.
We're recording.
Okay. It is shortly after 8 o'clock. Call our meeting to order. All three commissioners present. First on our list, starting at 8 o'clock, is agenda review. Did anybody get the what we got down from the girls?
They were... I walked right past them, and they had it in their hand.
Uh-oh.
Well, I think there's only two or three things. I think you had one thing.
I had two. I had one assessment and another one budget payroll. The two items that I had on there. Do you have anything, Danny? Or?
I didn't have anything on there.
I think there was something for biosolids.
Yeah.
Ron said there were some questions from the biosolids meeting, and he had it come before us.
Okay.
Let me see if I can't get a hold of it.
After that, we've got our tax levy, and Mr. Paulson brought me copies. I guess he did you guys, too?
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, there is Jillian.
And Mr. Pell, you already have one of these, correct? The
yes.
Levy.
Yeah. We're just sharing everything.
What about the agenda, the agenda items? What is do you have? No, that's all right. Let me just, I'll get a hold of Nikki real fast.
Good morning.
Jillian, I'll just get a hold of Nikki.
Morning, Joe.
She's responding here, so.
We're coming with agenda.
Okay. She is singing.
Now we're going to do which first?
We're trying to do the agenda, get that done so the girls can send it out.
All right.
Well, it's listed on the agendas. Agenda, tax levy, executive session, Davis Bacon Act, and draft audit.
Okay.
On the budget approval, whatever the thing you've got tomorrow morning, Monday morning, what department? Are we talking all departments or?
Actually, all departments. We've got two issues, one in all departments and another one in economic development.
Okay. The list
and actually county clerk as well.
Okay. Fall cleanup, Tri-Lakes Biosolids project, assessment, and then budget payroll. Those are the items listed for.
Okay. Everybody all right with those?
Fine.
All right. Okay, we'll move on. Bob's got me a script. So if it sounds like I'm reading, that's what I'm doing. I see that the time has come for the scheduled public hearing on the proposed rate of taxes. The public hearing is now called to order. As the first order of business, the County Commission will take notice that prior to today, the assessor's books have been corrected and adjusted, and that today is September 10th, 2010, which is, of course, before September 20th, as required by Section 137.055 of the Revised Statutes of Missouri. Here's a question for Mrs. Neely. Am I correct that you caused a notice to be published that meets the statutory requirements? One of the ladies from the clerk's office aware of that? Know the answer to that question?
No, we're not, but she should be on her way.
She's on her way. All right. I will put that question on hold and move on and come back to it. And looking at the pro formas, it is my understanding that it is the opinion of the County Commission that the sums necessary to operate the county would require at least the maximum authorized levies for general revenue, 0.2541, and for road and bridge, 0.1907, if the county did not have sales tax revenues. Those would be the rates if the county did not have sales tax revenues. It is my further understanding that due to the sales tax revenues that the County Commission intends to voluntarily reduce both of these levies to zero. Question for my two commissioners. Is that correct in your opinion?
Yes.
It's correct. I don't know. But go ahead. Just go ahead.
So have I got two corrects?
You got one from here, and I heard a correct over there.
My question is after we set this, we roll those others back to zero.
Right, but that's a different process.
That's a different process than
yep.
the setting of the individual levies that they set. But we have to set this levy. That's my question. That's different than...
Yeah, that's just I think you're just doing a standardization. But yeah, we're setting the levy in the next paragraph.
Okay, we'll go ahead. Just go ahead.
Okay.
We got yeses.
Have we got two yeses?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. The third tax levy, which was just authorized by voters at the August 3rd, 2010 primary election, is the special purpose tax known as the Senior Citizen Services Fund Tax under Section 67.990 of the Revised Statutes of Missouri. The maximum levy permitted is 0.0500, and that is the amount authorized by the voters last month. It is my understanding that the commission intends to fix the levy for the Senior Citizens Services Fund tax at 0.0500 with no voluntary reduction. Is this correct, gentlemen?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Then, with that information provided, we now invite any citizens to be heard on these proposed levy rates. Are there any citizens present who wish to speak? I see no one raise their hands. Okay, the public hearing.
You can't close it.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Is this a all right time to read the resolution then, Bob?
You can read the resolution now if you want.
We're waiting on Mrs. Neely to get here, and we need to read it before we close the hearing anyway, right?
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
Okay. Again, this was prepared by Mr. Paulson in the County Commission of Taney County, Missouri. Resolution fixing the 2010 tax levy rates for Taney County, Missouri, pursuant to Section 137.055 RSMO. Resolution fixing the 2010 tax levy rates for Taney County, Missouri, pursuant to Section 137.055 of the Revised Statutes of Missouri. Okay, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 whereases, and I'm going to pass those. Both you gentlemen have copies?
Yes.
Okay. Now, therefore, it is resolved by the Taney County Commission, 1, that Taney County's general tax for 2010 is fixed at the rate of 0.2541, and further, the Taney County Commission also voluntarily reduces this levy rate by 0.2541, making the actual tax rate to be levied for general revenue purposes zero. Number 2, that Taney County's road and bridge tax for 2010 is fixed at the rate of 0.1907, and further, the Taney County Commission voluntarily reduces this levy rate by 0.1907, making the actual tax rate to be levied for road and bridge purposes zero. The Taney County Special Purpose Tax, Senior Citizen Services Fund Tax, pursuant to Section 67.990 RSMO, authorized at the August 3rd, 2010 election, is fixed for 2010 at the rate of 0.0500 with no voluntary reduction to this amount for an actual levy rate of 0.0500. Number 4, that the attached pro forma sheets from the Missouri State Auditor's Office are incorporated into this resolution, and that a copy of this resolution and the pro forma shall be forwarded to the Missouri State Auditor's Office. So resolved, this blank day of September 2010 placed for each of us to sign, as well as Don Neely, the clerk. The only thing we do not have in front of us at the moment, the pro formas that it speaks of in the resolution, but otherwise, that is our resolution. And do we need to recess on this until the clerk arrives? Bob, can you help me?
Actually, we can close the public hearing. That public hearing portion is over. Nobody wanted to speak. And you only have to have the public hearing before you set the rate. So you can close the public hearing and then set the rate. So you can close the public hearing, recess, come back and set the rate here in a minute.
Okay. And the question for Mrs. Neely that you gave me can be addressed at that time?
Right. She's going to show you. She's already shown me the publications.
Right.
And she's going to tell you that the publications have occurred according to statute. And she's got the pro forma sheets. I used a copy of those that were unsigned that she gave to me to set the to put down the rates.
All right. Say it again. So recess the public hearing now, or close it?
Close the public hearing, okay. And recess.
Okay. Can I make a comment?
Yes.
That's the reason that I hesitated a while ago. I thought we set the rate during the public hearing, and that's the reason I hesitated to speak a while ago. Whenever I answered yes on the first deal, I thought we set it during the public hearing so that the people...
The statute simply says that you have to have a public hearing before you set the rate.
Okay, so we close it and then go on and set the rate. But that's the reason I hesitated.
Okay. All right, I will close the public hearing on the tax levy and recess on that issue.
Recess for about 5 minutes and come back?
We can. Yeah, we're idling until we got executive. Okay, we'll recess for 5 minutes.